Class dismissed. The Supreme Court shuts down the largest gender discrimination case in U.S. history.
We're certainly disappointed in the decision. It erects substantial barriers for women, or frankly any group, to bring cases together collectively to challenge illegal conduct.
That's plaintiff's attorney Brad Seligman. The Walmart business success story is all about strength in numbers.
But the Supreme Court denies that more than a million women plaintiffs have enough in common to sue. No class, big action. 5-4 decision. The Live Better Company breathing easier this morning. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. You might say it's Walmart's class action dismissed for the summer on this Tuesday, June 21st, the first official day of summer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The first real day of summer. Let's get a look at the morning's news, and the Supreme Court is right there. They've raised the bar.
It's going to be greater struggle for us to file class action lawsuits than it was. The hill has gotten higher, but it's still climbable.
That's Betty Dukes, the lead plaintiffs in the gender discrimination lawsuit brought by 1.5 million women against Walmart that was dismissed by the Supreme Court. The 5-4 decision along ideological lines means class actions now have to show that a nationwide policy or practice hurts all of the plaintiffs. Plaintiff's attorney Brad Seligman says Walmart will not get the last word.
They should be careful what they ask for, because one result in the Walmart case is instead of one national class case, Walmart's going to face tens of thousands of individual cases.
We'll talk with one of the first plaintiffs in a case against Walmart in just a few minutes.
That wasn't the only Supreme Court ruling yesterday. The justice unanimously rejected a lawsuit by states and conservation groups who want to force cuts in greenhouse gas emissions. The ruling says the Environmental Protection Agency, not the courts, has the authority to reduce emissions. A federal judge has approved the largest class action settlement ever against the U.S. government. The nearly $3.5 billion suit says for more than a century, U.S. officials systematically stole billions of dollars in royalties intended for American Indians in exchange for oil, gas, and other mineral leases.
President Obama will move the nation a step closer to ending the war in Afghanistan tomorrow night. He'll lay out his timeline for U.S. troop reduction. White House officials tell our partner, The New York Times, the president will likely pull out the 30,000 troops deployed last year during the surge, and they'll be gone by the end of next year. What's still not known is how soon and how fast. In Iraq, two car bombs exploded this morning outside a provincial governor's house, killing 22 people, wounding dozens more. And in the past hour, Syrian President Bashar Assad has ordered a general amnesty for what he says are crimes committed during the uprising so far against him.
Political casualty in Washington, Ken Melson, the acting director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, will reportedly resign in the wake of the controversy over that Operation Fast and Furious. In the operation, straw buyers were allowed to purchase large number of automatic weapons, many of which ended up in the hands of Mexican drug cartels. The Greek government faces a key confidence vote today while more mass protests take place in Athens. If the prime minister survives today's vote, he faces the more difficult task of getting parliament to back another round of spending cuts. And without those cuts, Greece will not get bailout money from the EU. And without the bailout, Greeks will default on those debts, putting the euro in threat. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,080. The S&P opens at 1,278. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,629. Coming up this morning, how presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann is turning phrases like,
I will not rest until I repeal Obamacare.
Catchy phrases become campaign cash, the effect of money blurts. We're also going to talk with the only woman candidate running in another presidential race in Egypt. And later this hour, we talk about coming to terms as a family with Alzheimer's disease, a serious conversation on preparing for the worst.
This is Amy in Stillwater, Oklahoma. It's a great idea for people to be prepared. Talk about things like living wills and have your affairs in order and what type of care you'd want to have, just because there can be many other illnesses for which it could come in handy.
Those kinds of discussions, are you having them in your family? Join the conversation by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE.